Okay. So first of all, welcome back to the shul after the high holidays of Tishrei. It's amazing to see you back, Baruch Hashem.
Thank you for having us.
To continue in the learning of Sofrut, to become
Hashem's
handwriting. Yes, to write in the Torah, Tfilin, Mezuzot. So we are holding in Keset HaSofer, Halachat HaTzayin of Siman Chet. הלכת את זין, ואם לך שכבר סילק ידו והגביע קולמוס מן האות, אחר כך נדבקו. So we spoke about all the laws about חקטוחות. So just to review quickly what is חקטוחות. חקטוחות means that you have a specific letter, and because you erased a part of that letter, it became something else. Okay? Meaning that you had a chav sofit, and you erased the long leg, and it became a resh. So this is chaktuchot. The resh is not kosher. Why? Because it didn't happen through writing, nor
through
erasing, which is not allowed. How do we know that it's not allowed? How do we know that chaktuchot is not allowed?
You're creating a new letter.
What is the source? What?
Uchtavtam.
Uchtavtam, you need to write and not to chakitah, and not to engrave. Engrave is through the erasing around the letter, you have the letter that goes out. But writing is on paper or parchment. So now he says, you wrote two letters that are disconnected. And after you wrote them, suddenly the inks, for some reason, he became one. או שנדבק קודם שגמרה עוד השנייה, בין שהדיבוק הוא למטה, בין שהוא למעלה גורד ואין בכך כלום. שלום עליכם, welcome, thank you for coming.
Oh, welcome.
So he says, no matter where the connection happens, we have the board. I forgot that
we have a board. Come on, we have a special board.
Yeah. Amazing. Oh, Hashem. So he said like this. We are speaking about the halachot of chaktuchot. Chaktuchot, we said quickly what means. Chaktuchot is when someone is having a letter through erasing. Meaning, for example, he has a nun sofit and he's erasing the leg and he's making it a zayin. This is chaktuchot, it's not kosher because it says uchtavtam. Good? Now, the halacha tet zayin starts like this. He says, if let's say you had two letters, okay, two vav, okay? Okay? Or a vav and a gimel, let's say, okay? And then, after you finished to write both of them, happened for some reason that the ink
joined.
Not completely, of course, but a small connection happened. Okay, ben shadibu kule mata ben shadibu kule malag ored ven begar klum kevan shelo haya pesulan begufan ela mechamat chisaron hekev gvil saviv lahen. No matter where in the length, it could be here, no matter, okay? Because you have a connection after you finished the letters, it's not a problem to erase. It's not chaktuchot. Okay, the hushu etkagilu etzorot, but before you're writing, when are we saying that it's not chaktuchot, is when the connection, when it happened, it didn't form a new letter. In example, if you had a nun, okay, and a vav, okay, and for some reason it had a connection here on the bottom, this is chaktuchot. Even if you finish the both letter separately, right? It's chaktuchot if you erase it here. Why? Because it was a tet. Through that connection, it became a tet. And then you disconnecting it and it's becoming nun vav. So therefore, it's chaktuchot. The halacha, when he says that it's not chaktuchot, is like this connection, vav and gimel. Together, it's not making any other letter, right?
So when there is
a connection after you finish both of them kasher, right, and both of the letters are kosher, you could identify them, so you could disconnect them, and it will be kosher, no chaktuchot.
So basically, if you wrote through two letters, and they connect, and they may, accidentally, something falls on it,
And they get a connection.
And it connects and it makes another letter.
This is chaktuchot. Don't erase them. Right. Don't disconnect.
Leave it.
Okay, because if you... not leave it, because now it's a debt.
Right.
So you need to make pasul, so, the pasul, the nun, disconnect it, and then you write it. Okay? Because no letters could happen through erasing. So therefore, before you're using your knife, when you're writing, don't use your knife. Ask the rabbi first. Someone that you trust, someone that you could rely on, and you send him a picture, this is what is good in Sofrut. You could send tons of a picture. You send a picture to the rabbi, and the rabbi will tell you exactly if you're allowed to disconnect or not. This is extremely important, okay? You can use as much you want the writing, but the erasing is becoming dangerous. והוא שלא יתקלקלו צורות האותיות, אבל אם נשתנה צורות האות על ידי הדיבור, but, so again, in the words, if through that connection it became another letter, בין אות הראשון, בין אות השני, פשיטה, דלו, מהנגרידה, of course you cannot erase the connection, אלא צריך לתקנו כדי שנבר לאל, but it needs to be fixed. How do you fix? As we said, you make pasul, pasul, disconnect, and then you rewrite the two letters. Okay? The main part is that no letters is happening through erasing. Chaktuchot. Amazing. V'yeshomrim, dehu ha-shehu ha-din im kol orech ha-od dvuka lechaverta en pirud mo'il ba'en. So this is in parenthesis. Okay, so this is the last halakha of Chaktuchot in our book of Keset HaSofer. Of course, you have tons, a lot more, but this is the basics. Why I choose this book? Because this book is the basic of the basic of the basic for a Sofer to know. If you don't know this book, you cannot be a Sofer. Okay. But after you learn this book, you have Shulchan Aruch, you have Mishnah Berurah, you have Admor HaZaken, you have tons of word learning. So it's not like we ended, that's it. We have a lot of learning. So therefore, we are going to continue learning until Mashiach is coming, okay? Not after I'm teaching you how to write, you disappear. No, you're coming and you continue to come. This is a shiur that's
only...
Yeah, this is a shiur that will always continue. And we are going to form the team of the Sofrim Bukhari and Sofrim Bezrat Hashem. Yes. And only people, new people, could be added here until we have 40 people, you know, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
This is the vision. Okay.
It's a good vision.
Siman Tet.
Yeah? Yes. Siman.
Okay. So by the way, if you have any friends that are, you see them that are serious and they're Shamayim, let them know about. Let them know.
As long as the world exists, this will never end.
Exactly. Exactly. We need to into the end, yes. Into the end of the world. It will never end, but, you know. Okay. Siman Tet. Tfilah Mezuzah Tzrichin Ktivat Kesidran. Now we are getting into a very, very interesting topic. And the topic that we spoke about a few times in the past. And this is the Halakha of Kesidran. The Halakha of Kesidran is to write every letter in a chronological order. Not only the letters, but also the parashiot. What does that mean? I should have bring my klef in.
You should have brought it to me. But
if you have, you know, how many klef we have in the Rosh?
Four.
Very nice. We have Kadesh Lekabecho, Vayakivacha, Shema, and Vayem Shamo. Now, if you see in the Sefer Torah, Vayem Shamo is Parashat Ekev. Shema is Vayetchanan. Vayetchanan before Ekev, right? So you cannot write Vayem Shamo and afterwards Shema. You need to write first Shema and then Vayem Shamo, no matter if it's Rashi or Rabbeinutam, because in the when you put them, in Rabbeinutam it's the opposite, meaning Vayem Shamo and then Shema. You understand what I mean? So, no matter what is the order in the Tefillin, always you need to write the parashat in the order of the Torah. Kadesh Likol Bechor is parashat Bo, in one continuation with Vayaki V'yachad, then Vayetchanan and Ekev. Four places in the Torah where we speak about the Tefillin. Therefore, we choose those parashat. Why not Bereshit Bara Elokim et Hashamayim ve'et Haaretz? Because we speak about Tefillin. This is the whole idea of the Tefillin. So therefore, we are writing four parashot according to all opinions. All opinions, four parashot, the parashot that speaks about the tefillin. Okay? So you have four different parchments in the Rosh, one long parchment in the Yad, but in four different columns. Okay? How do we know that it needs to be disconnected in the Rosh and in the Yad needs to be one?
Because it's four different compartments in the Rosh.
How do we know in the Torah? From where do we learn that we need four different parchments?
Right.
In the Rosh, and not one as in the Yad.
Four senses.
Four?
Senses in the head.
According to the source in the Torah, in the Pasuk, where it says in the Pasuk that you need to have four different. Because it says, Le Totafot.
Oh, the right.
What is Totafot? I will teach you now African language.
Oh.
Tat in Afriki, in African, is two. And Pat in in another language, but it's African, it's the same idea. Pat is also two. Letotafot, so. Ukshatam not al yadecha vehayu letotafot ben enecha. Between your eyes need to be tot and pat. What is tat and pat? Two. Four. And therefore we have four places.
That's why it's like, that's why it's double, the double letters.
Tat and pat. Now pat is P, 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 and tat, and taf. Tef, tet, and pet, taf. Okay? So it's tot, pat. Tat, pat is two and two. We have also different ways how to learn it, but this is one interesting way of learning. How do we know that in the yad, in the arm, we need to have only one? Because it says like this. It says, vayale ot al yadecha, a sign. It doesn't say le otot. Signs. It needs to be signs on your arm and le totafot ben enecha. It says one sign in your arm, ot, and totafot between your eyes. You understand?
So taf and pay, right?
What does that mean?
What two and two. You said taf and pay.
So tat. How do you write totafot? Let me write it for you. Do you have a tissue? Maybe can you get a tissue? So totafot. How do you write totafot? Tet. Pay. Taf. We have two ways how to write it. To write it in vefta or vayem shamua, but this is the way of vefta.
Tet or taf?
Tef, tet. Pe taf. Okay. So if you split them,
it's funny. We're doing.
Tet is tet, right? And p and pe and taf is pat. So tet and pat. Thank you very much. Is total for two and two. Okay. Now what it says. Thank you very much. What it says according about the arm, the yad is to be ot, one sign. It doesn't say otot. You understand? So this is what it says about the tefillin. Now, siman tet tefillin mezvat tzachim ketiva kesidran. We are going to learn those halachot about kesidran. The chronological order of writing the tefillin mezuzot. Now, only tefillin and mezuzot have that halacha of kesidran, of chronological order of writing. Sefer Torah, you could start from the end to the beginning, no problem.
Anywhere in the middle. Also.
Anywhere. Only the Shem Hashem needs to be writing in order. You cannot start He Vav He Yud. You need to write Yud Ke Vav Ke. You cannot have a different order of Shem Hashem. We are going to learn. But all different things, you could write in Sefer Torah only, you could write from the end to the end to the beginning, and vice versa. No problem. You know, some people are splitting between five Sofrim. You write Sefer Bereshit, I'm writing Sefer Shemot, Vayikra, Bemda, Devarim, and you have a Sefer Torah. Maybe we should do that. We have five people now. I'm teaching you how to write, we are going to make one Sefer Torah and five people. It will be five different writing, right, but fine. It's kosher.
We should do that.
Yeah, at least.
I'm down for that one.
If we cannot write the Sefer Torah alone, because it's extremely long, but at least one Sefer.
Usually it takes, what, like 6 to 8 years to write a Torah?
No. No, the professional people, 1 year is enough.
1 year, right?
But they are writing like...
No, non-stop, right?
No, they are writing very fast and easily, and it's very nice how they are writing. Okay, tefillin and mezuzot tzachin lichtav otan kesidran. The first halacha, the base of it is that tefillin and mezuzot only have that halacha to write in chronological order. Shehen ketuvot b'Torah lichtav tehila parashat kadesh, v'achakar v'ayikiracha v'ayashma v'achakar v'ayim shamua. And as we said, that in the tefillin, because we have four different paragraphs to write, not only in the letters it needs to be chronological order, but also in the parashiyot. You understand? Okay. Okay. Ve'im ktavan shelo kesidran ben shingdi ve'katav parasha mo'acheret la'moktim emet shekatav ha'teva o ha'ot tiot shelo kesidran psulin. So he says, and if he didn't keep this halacha, meaning that he made one letter that needed to be later, earlier, or one parasha that needed to be written later, earlier, pasul. Okay, so it's pasul. It's not like an optional mehudar to have a better tefillin. It's like chaktuchot, a letter that was erased and happened through a writing. Pasul. You could put the tefillin gniza, and the guy is making bracha levatala every day.
Yeah,
and no one sees that. This is what we're saying. You will see beautiful tefillin, and we don't know what happened. Therefore, we need the Erech Shamayim, someone that knows halacha and is fear of God. Because you know what? When you found yourself at the end of the tefillin, suddenly at the big you had at the beginning of the tefillin, you had an issue that you didn't pay attention. Now the whole tefillin has a problem. You need to find a parasha by someone else that was written before your second parasha. Let's find it. No one. Yeah, there is some business of recycling tefillin that you know when it was written. Therefore, when you write tefillin behind it, you need to write the date. When you started, when you finished. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you know exactly what is the time. So if something happens, you could find something else that is before that time. Okay? So what I wanted to say here, that it's not an option. It's a halacha that is...
A must.
It's a must. And if not, pasul, chas v'shalom. Shelachen, im nimtza shechaser ot achat, en lahem takana, elem ken yachol likrod mimata lemala ad vakom achisaron. And if he wrote... He wrote Shema Yisrael, not Shema Yisrael, but Ve'ayim Shamuat Yishmeu Amizotai, okay? And then he found a problem in the Vav of Ve'aya. Don't erase only the Vav and rewrite it and continue. You erase all the sentence until the Vav, you write again Vav, and you write again until, like, regular. You understand what I mean? You cannot skip letters or words. Imen Shem Shem, of course, if there is no Hashem's name, if there is Hashem's name, that's it, your mezuzah is done. You cannot. De'as tricha parasha zo gniza, because then your parasha will need to have gniza. What does that mean, gniza? This is the cemetery for the tefillin.
Yeah, buried.
V'yachtov shem et achisaron, v'achar kach yachtov et ma shegarad del makom agaran. And of course, you are able to continue. If there is no Hashem's name in between, right? You could erase, you fix it, and then you continue to write regularly. Okay. Halacha bet. Okay, this was the base of the halacha of Kesidra. Halacha bet. Im aval im yeter ot achat yesh la takana al yedei sheyigrod ota im hi besof teva. So he says, im yeter ot achat. Now, let's say he was supposed to write Shema. Okay, so I'm writing like this, it's quicker. Shema. Okay, and by mistake, he added here a Vav. Shamua. Instead of writing Shema, he wrote Shamua Israel.
Everything.
Okay, so what's going on? If I'm erasing this,
can't do that.
Right, what would happen? Nothing will happen, you know? Why? Because the letter here, this one was written after this letter. This is the main point. You understand? So we don't care if we have a letter. As soon as you don't have two words, it needs to be as one word. So you make more ink like this, okay, bigger, like that, and then you're good.
Really?
You understand? Why? So when we said that Kesidran, if in the Ayin or in the Mem you had the issue, okay, the Mem closed. It's a pasul mem. Don't disconnect like this. First of all, because it's chetuchot. Second of all, because the mem happened after the ayin. And you need to have a chronological number one, number two, number three. And because of this disconnection, it happened. One, two, and three. Because this is the one, this is the last one that became kasher after the ayin. So therefore, it's a problematic.
But the other one.
So, but the first case, when you have an extra letter in a word
before another word,
huh?
Before another word.
Even if you continue, you wrote Shamua, uh-huh, and then Israel, uh-huh, and then here in Israel you wrote also Vav Israel, like that. You could erase this. You could erase this. No problem. Why? Because you have 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Chronological status.
The chronological way is there. The problem is when in the letters itself, it's not an extra letter.
Right.
In the letters extern, there is an issue. There is an issue. The shin is pasul. Don't erase the shin and redo it. You need to erase everything until the shin, and then you rewrite it. Do you understand? Okay. It looks very hard, but erasing, with the time, it's
erasing is the issue, right?
Yeah.
In practice, that's what he said.
No, so, yeah, that's what you have,
before you erase.
Right, because so erasing is the issue.
Yeah.
If so, you erase,
so before, before you erase anything, you ask a rabbi. Even if for you, in your eyes, it's completely fine, ask a rabbi, we never know. He says, fine, you do it, okay? But before, but if you are writing, most of the cases, it should be fine. If you make a mistake in the writing, stop there. Start a new mezuzah. You know, I'm writing a mezuzah, something happens. I'm starting another mezuzah. Meanwhile, I have an answer on that mezuzah. If the other one, I have another mistake, I have another one. I have always three mezuzahs I'm starting, you know. Because if I have a problem, I'm not continuing until the rabbi is answering, this is fine, this is not good, this is good, this is good. Because if I'm continuing and then he says, no, it was pasul, right? What I'm doing? That's it. I mean, my mezuzah is done. So I don't want it. So I'm trying. Okay. Okay. So, yes, halacha bet.
Yeah?
Yeah, halacha bet. Aval, im iterot achat, yesh la takana, al yedei sheikrot ota, im hi besof teva, o betchilat aval, im bemtza teva, lo, mishum shekshikrot yenere keshtei tevot. He says, ve'im yochalim shochaot lefanim, says, the only issue when you have the shema, right, with a vav, the only issue is when you erase it, the mem suddenly, the shin mem and ayin are not one word. This is the main problem. So if you have a word that if you erase, you could make longer the previous letter or the next letter in a way that it will be
one letter, one
long word, you're good. But if you cannot make one word from that erasing, so it will be a problem because when you erase the extra letter, right, it will be two different parts. It would not be one word. Do you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. Okay. Let's say, he's bringing an example. Kigan shekatav la'avotecha. You know, at the end of a mezuzah, it says, la'avotecha atet lach ki ma'ashamayim ala aretz. Right? La'avotecha should be written without a vav. La'avotecha. Like this. He wrote with a vav. Okay? Now, is he allowed to erase it? The extra letter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because no problem. Yeah. Why? Because the chronological letters of the regular letters that needs to be done are there. So I'm erasing. Good. Now I have love, la'av, and techa.
Two
words. So what I'm doing? I'm making the bet longer until we don't see the gap between the bet and the taf, and it's becoming one word, and everything is good. Because the bet stayed a bet. It's not a new letter. If the bet is becoming a new letter, you're not allowed because it's Shiloke Sidran, because the bet happened after I finished the Chav Sofit. So it's Shiloke Sidran.
And I think another issue I just came to my mind, maybe the kumos you have to find the right size also to write.
Usually it's you're right. Yeah. Usually when you're... yeah.
So
you're okay. Okay, okay. Now, וכן, אם יוכל להעבוד עוד שלפניו או שלאחריו. גם כן מהנה שאין בזה משום שינוי האות, he says, he says what? He says like this. He says, not only in the letters that you could make it longer is fine, also letters that you could make it wide thicker. Okay, you have a thick yud, a thick vav, a thick zayin. You cannot make wide. You could make thick, bold. It's fine. Bold. You could make bold, it's fine. Okay? You're good. Okay, halacha gimel. Okay, what we said in the halacha bet said
that
extra letters you could erase. Okay? And you could make longer a letter that is able to become longer or thicker any other letter. In order that we should not have two parts. Okay, should be one word. Halacha gimel, kol od shehi ketuva shelo ketikuna, o shenkalkela achar kach ve'en tzurata aleha, kegon naga regel ha'aluf, begag ha'aluf, o pene ha'aluf bepaneha begag, o shaya regel ha'e, shakuf nogim, o shaita od chalukah lishtei otiyot ben mitchilat haktiva ben shenipsak achar kach, kegon tzadi, shenaseh yud ve'nun o shin ve'naseh ta'in, יודומם פתוחה וכן, אוקיי, וכן חד שכתב ספרדית שבכתה ספרדית שהיא בלא חוטאת רע, אם רגל השמאלי נפסק קצת ונדמה להיך יוצא בזה, שעל ידי הפסק נדמה להיות אחר, אפילו התינוק קורא, I'm reading a lot because it's the same idea, קורא אותן כראוי, אם לאחר שכתב להלן תגנה ויש לו כסדן פסולין. He says like this, the main point of this הלכה is like this, if let's say you wrote a tzaddik, what is a tzaddik? Combination of what?
Yud.
Yud and the nun. Mm-hmm. Okay? You see? Mm-hmm. Yud and nun, right? And then you wrote vav, zayin, and you know, any other thing, okay? And then suddenly the ink here jumped. Okay, now it's disconnected. So what's now? You have a nun and a yud, right? So he says, okay, fine. Let's ask a child. And he says, what is that? And the child says, it's a tzaddik. And he's making bim. Not kosher. Not kosher. Why? Because the child is here only to see if a letter that is one shape, if it's really that letter. Here, the letter is not one shape. You see that there is a disconnection. As soon as there is a disconnection that makes two different letters, you cannot make them together. You need to erase the continuation to connect them and to rewrite it. Okay? You understand what I mean?
Because it's off the chronological order. Even though it looks like it's solid, but it's not in order.
Exactly.
Because the yudin is, you connect it after the
yeah, but form. if let's say the it was a lamed, okay? A lamed and a vav, mm-hmm. okay? And then it became like that.
That's fine, because two different.
You could disconnect. Right. Why? Because you could see a lamed and a vav. Right. It's not chaktuchot. It's not shiloke sidran because the lamed and the vav are right. there, right?
But that one, the first one, the tzaddik, because you have to make, maybe you wrote the tzaddik.
The problem of the tzaddik is because the tzaddik turns into a nun and a yud.
Right.
So any letters that turns into another letter, let's say, you write a chet. What is a chet in?
Zayin.
It's a vav and a zayin together like this, right. with a chet. Okay? The roof just went away. Okay? Now it's a vav and a zayin. So you cannot reconnect it because it was a vav and a zayin and it became a chet now. So the chet happened after you finished the sentence with the yud and the vav, whatever you wrote afterwards. Do you understand?
Yeah. So only after you connect, let's say the way you did it and you didn't connect it and you wrote it and you connected, that's haktochot, right? That's not kesedran.
Kesedran, yeah.
Then let's say you just before after you connect it, then you write. That's fine.
After you connect it and then you write, yeah, yes, fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Fine.
The problem is you need to ask yourself when this letter that needs to be a tzaddik or needs to be a chet happens. Is this letter happen after another letter that needs to be afterwards or not? This is the question. If you see that the letter happened a chet. After a next letter, shelo kesidran. Okay? Chetuchot is in the letter. Okay. So this is the halacha gimel. Okay, so halacha gimel comes to explain us that any letter that is a combination between two small letters, like a chet, vav zayin, or we have a tzadik, yud and nun, tet, nun and vav, all those letters that are a combination, if they are getting disconnected, you cannot reconnect it. Why? Because it's chaktuchot. If, of course, you continue to write afterwards, you cannot connect it and continue the line because there is a chaktuchot. Yeah, you're with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's continue. Second. Okay, Moray v'Rabotai, we are continuing. Halacha, hey.
No, Dalet.
Halacha, Dalet, sorry. הלכה דלת says, אבל אם צורת האות ניכרת, אף על פי שיש בהם קצת הפסק, כגון שלא היו מקצת יודין אלפין, והשינין והעינין, ורגלי התווין נוגעין בגוף האות, אלא תינוק מכירין. So he says like this. If it's not a letter that is a combination, it's a letter that doesn't have a combination, like which letter?
Aleph.
Aleph, very nice. Aleph, it's not a combination of two letters, right?
Three letters.
So Aleph, it's what? It's two dot with a with the line in the middle, right? So what happened if you have your Aleph and in purpose I didn't connect it here. Okay? So if it's a big gap, meaning it's a real disconnection like this, and then you connect it after you wrote your line, this is Shilokesida. Shilokesida. Right? However, if he was like this, very, very close, but not connected. And you need to look very close in order to see that gap. Okay? In the previous cases, when there is a big gap. Big gap, it's Sheloke Sidran if you connect it. Okay? Just like the roof of the Chet, or the connection of the Yud and the Nun of the Tzadik, right? It's Sheloke Sidran. And this, I want to restart because it's very important. Yeah.
If you don't mind, explain the Kesidran, the word.
Kesidran meaning in order.
Chronological order.
Not in chronological
order. Shelo Kesidran, not in order. Seder is in order.
Kesidran is in
order. Shelo Kesidran, not in order.
No, no. Shelo. It's not.
Yeah.
Kesidran is in order.
Yeah. So, if you have a letter that is a combination, okay? Let's make a tzaddik. Make this. Okay? You have a tzaddik. Even the smallest gap that disconnects the yud from the nun, not pasul, you cannot connect if you wrote afterwards. Okay? This is why?
Because it makes two letters.
Because it makes two letters. Now right. It's a yud and a nun.
Right.
So because it makes from a yud and a nun a tzaddik,
then it's okay. It's
you're not allowed to disconnect, to connect. Okay. Right. However, if the letter is not a combination of two letters, it's like an aleph. And you have a big gap, pasul, no problem. Why? Because it was nothing, and now it happened something.
Right.
It happened an aleph if you connect it, right?
Right.
So it's not kosher. If there is a very small gap here, right? And it says here that you show your son, right?
Tinok.
He says, aval tinok makirin vechen bet odalet shnifchedu epirut, but the child he sees and he says, no, it's an aleph. I see an aleph here. When you go closer, you see that there is a gap there. But when you ask the child says, no, it's fine. It's an aleph for me. Af al pi shegam kol elu poslim kodematikun mikol makom yachol etaknam gam lachar shekatav lahen. So this you can connect even if you wrote afterwards. You could connect here. Why? Because it's still an aleph. The child called it an aleph. And the gap is not big enough. So you see here, big enough. What's mean big enough? Because we said if there is a big gap, it's pasul, right? If it's a small gap, the child calls the letter, you're good. What does a big gap mean? There is no law. The rabbi is telling you what is a big gap. Big gap usually is when you read like that, from. You know,
far.
When you make the Agba'ah, people are looking like that, they don't see any disconnection. Yeah? This is not a big gap.
Right.
A big gap is when you make the Agba'ah, and people are looking and they say, look, there is a disconnected. You see? So this is a big gap. You understand? So, but it's very tricky how to know what is a big gap or not. So therefore, you need to ask the rabbi if the letter that got disconnected, if it's a big gap or not, because it's a whole different halakha. If it's a big gap, it's pasul. If it's not a big gap, it depends. If it's a letter that is a combination, pasul. If it's not a combination letter, so it's kasher. If the child calls it the letter, the right letter, it's kosher to reconnect it. By the way, we learned it in the past. Which letter between in the Aleph Bet we cannot ask a child?
Bet.
Good. Why?
Because it's too different. It leads to the regular Seder.
Exactly. Because the Chet of the child is the Chet of Rashi. Chet of Rashi means that it's not like, he never saw such a Chet, so it's not We cannot ask a child about
the letter. My son actually was doing that. He's doing the learning that his portion.
Yeah.
He's like, what letter is this? Because we're going over letters, like stamp letters. He's like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I was like, it's a head. Like, no, it's not. This is a head.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course. So therefore, we cannot ask a child. Yeah. Because he never saw such a head, so it's not for him something familiar to see if it's correct or not. ויש חוששים שגם בכל אלו יש משום, בכל אלו יש אלו כסדרן. Okay, of course, if you want to be more careful about it, so of course ask the rabbi before doing any reconnection after you wrote. ask the rabbi. ואב דנן קיים עלה להקל מכמה כמה ספר את הדקת אל בשעת הכתיבתו שלו יצטרך לבוא לידי כולה. So what do? When you're writing in your mezuzah or tefillin, make sure that the connections are strong. If you make a very thin connection, it will fall off, and that's it. So make a strong connection of the tzaddik, the aleph, the chet, all the... you know what? I will put on the chat the... I will put on the chat the picture of my mezuzah that I wrote.
We had it. It's on the chat already.
Oh, the mezuzah.
Yeah, we put it there already.
No, a new one that I wrote right now.
Okay.
A fresh one. I finished it yesterday. Here. Okay, I will post it so you so forth. Yeah. Very nice. Here we go. Okay, I wrote it yesterday, and you will see. Oh, Hashem, it's very nice. Here you go. Okay, so why I wanted to show you this? For you to see the connection between, you know, the ayin, the shins, the aleph. The connection between the letters, how the tzaddik, find the tzaddik and you see the connection, how big it is and strong it is in order for you to be able to see that, for the ink to not fall off. Afterwards, it's a big issue, okay? ונראה לי, the ink, mem, stuma, או samech, נפחדו קצת, עד שזה קורא כראוי לנהד של ידביקה ותולפי המזוזות, לאחר שכתב להלן משום חשש שלו כסדר. Okay, so what's the halakha dalet, yes?
Is it important to have the space in
Yes.
just how it is?
Yes.
If it doesn't have a space, it's an issue?
No, so it's according to Sephardic, there is no space here. Or here, here or here, there is one place that there is no. But according to my way of writing, you make a space. It depends.
Yeah, I had a mezuzah, big mezuzah, with no
space, so it's fine. I had a problem. Bet Yosef, I think it's...
Yeah, Bet Yosef says okay.
Yeah.
And also Rari also
says okay. Okay, so what the Halakha Dalet is coming to teach us? The Halakha Dalet is coming to teach us that if you have a letter that is not a combination of two letters, only a big gap is making it pasul. A small gap is making it fine after asking a question to the child. Okay? By the way, I'm planning after we finish with Bezat Hashem, it will be, you know, we have time, but to bring Rabbi Babayov and to make something, you know, discussing about the halacha together before getting the certificate.
Nice,
no? So, Bezat Hashem, I want to do it. Okay. So this is halacha. So
you already put it out there. That's it. Hashem heard.
Yeah, that's
Amen.
It. Bezat Hashem. Okay, and very nice. Yeah.
He said that when we're close to finishing, we're going to bring...
I will call Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Babayov with us. We are going to speak about halachot.
And then we get a smicha.
Yeah. This will be kind of smicha.
Like a smicha.
Of course. Okay, for you to have that certificate, I just want you to answer good the questions, okay? Because if not, I will be in trouble.
I make it right, actually.
No, of course, I'm sure that you will be amazing. They will be amazed. And then we are going to make some certificates. It would be nice. But we have still time.
Yeah. Well, this is in our blood. We just have to. Yeah.
Exactly. We need to develop it. We have it already. We have it. We have still time. But okay. So this is halacha dalet. I think we are going to pause here. Okay. Halacha he chapter tet.
Thank you. Amazing.